Every year, the Children's Rights Alliance publishes a report card where we grade government on its own commitments that it's made to children and young people in its programme for government. So we look at what those promises are. We chose 16, and you know, they're in the areas of education, health, housing, and online safety, for example. And what we find is really mixed results. There's some areas where government are doing really well, and then there's others where they've fallen down. So, for example, in homelessness and mental health, this year they got an E in both of those sections. So they do need to do more. There's more progress that needs to be seen. We look at what happened last year. So 2021, we looked at that. We gathered the most up-to-date and accurate information that we could. And then we have an independent panel of experts led by Children's Rights Champion Catherine McGuinness, who grades the government on its performance during the year, and they're the ones that come up with the grades. So, you know, in terms of homelessness, they got an E, mostly because during the pandemic, we saw what could happen. We saw what positive measures could be put in place to keep children and families in their homes and not end up in emergency accommodation. Yet we saw those measures reversed with the reopening of society last April. So those measures included rent freezes and a ban on evictions. And that had a really positive impact for children and young people who usually might fall into homelessness, yet they were able to stay in their homes. And so we would say that the government knows what measures work. We saw an extra 100 families go into emergency accommodation last year, by the end of last year. And that's just not good enough. We need to see them take immediate action to address this huge crisis.
When it comes to mental health, a lot of focus obviously on the situation in South Kerry with the Child and Adolescent Mental Health Service there. But the reality is, for instance, here in Donegal, local politicians have been highlighting for years that there's a long waiting list and there's a lack of resources, there's a lack of personnel. So problems in CAMHS go way, way beyond what hit the headlines in Kerry.
Yes, and I suppose for a report card, for the purposes of a report card, what the government promised to do in the programme for government was to stop putting children in adult wards, was to stop placing those children and young people in inappropriate adult wards where they might see things that they shouldn't, where they don't have the age-appropriate services in place. And the worrying thing this year is that they're actually talking about putting that in legislation for the first time, that you would see in law for the first time that a child can be placed in an adult ward, when in reality in the programme for government they're saying that they would stop that practice altogether. And then when it comes to CAMHS waiting lists, you know, we know that there are huge issues there. South Kerry, you know, we've heard from members that there are issues happening elsewhere. We've heard from members of the public who phone our helpline and tell us that they are facing issues with CAMHS. And following the South Kerry review, we did get an increase in calls around that. So we know there are long waiting lists. We know there's a recruitment issue, but we saw the government put in place public health measures and a lot of investment in public health during the pandemic. We need to see the same political will and resources being put in to solving this mental health crisis for children and young people.